Bone Boy Speaks, episode 680, The Sleeping.
We spend roughly a third of our lives sleeping, and it's not entirely clear why we do, although scientists have been trying to figure it out for a while. And, you know, there are people and there are methods that you can use to temporarily, at least, do with less sleep. But ultimately, that sleep, whatever happens, you know, the dreams are that may or may not happen for people and such, there's clearly some benefit to the process that goes on in your body while you're sleeping, because we are also biologically driven to do it. And it's not just human beings. It's, you know, I'd say all creatures benefit from sleep. And it's just a question of how much and what kind of sleep they get. And there's a great article in Time magazine about the power of sleep, and that, you know, it details some of the stuff that the scientists have found. What's interesting, one of the things in there was that basically while you're sleeping, there's a lot of garbage collection that occurs in your brain and in part of your body. And so it's it helps, right? So having that sleep, you know, allows that process to take place. And, you know, yeah, you can, you know, on a short-term basis, you can maybe get by with less sleep. But ultimately, it's, the theory is that it doesn't do you any good. But something else I've noticed just for myself, right? And I think most nights I get about 6 hours of sleep a night. It seems that since I've started some of the health changes that I've done because of my recently diagnosed type 2 diabetes, I think I'm actually starting to sleep more and sleep better, which helps tremendously when knowing that I can get that sleep. And it seems like on the weekends I want to sleep a lot more than 8 hours, but of course I can't do that, but sleep's very important. And it seems like rather than actually carve out the time in our lives to do that, we're just looking for ways to skimp. And ultimately, I think that's bad for us. You can probably do it for short periods of time, but not on the long term. And so, but there are people that do need less sleep, right? And there are other people that need more. And so there isn't, I don't think there's a one size fits all. And this is something, I have with my children, right, and getting them to sort of subscribe to the theory that maybe some more sleep would be good for you. I know for myself that I feel better when I get enough sleep. I have issues when I don't sleep, and there's plenty of scientific evidence to back up what I'm feeling. So, I guess what I'd say is read this article, because there's a lot of interesting stuff in it. But I would say do what you can to get a good night's sleep, not without without drugs and without any of these other things, because it's that natural sleep is something that it will do you a lot of good. And everybody should be getting enough sleep. And that's something I'm definitely trying to do more of as I'm making changes in my life because of, what I've been diagnosed with. So there you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.